Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
The brilliant Scott Fransky now joins us. Scott, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Hey, good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Scott, let's start with this. How remarkable has it been just to see Bryce Harper back in the lineup and maybe doing a couple things he's done so far?
Yeah, pretty amazing. I mean, when you consider everything that not only he's gone through, but how he got to this point, no rehab, no spring training. Just really remarkable. That it just goes to show you what a great hitter he is, that he can get to this point to face big league pitching live in a game that matters and perform. He's just a tremendous athlete. He's unbelievable.
Well, you know what? To me, he defines what a star is, because he's all about making sure he's there to get out in front of people and play. He thinks about the person in the upper deck, that it's the only game they might go to all season. If he's not out there, he feels like he's let them down. Is that how you see him?
Oh, I think he definitely feels a responsibility to try to be there every day, not only for the fans, but also for his teammates and for the organization. I mean, obviously, the club has invested a lot of time and money into him, and he feels like it's his job to sort of pay that back in a way, you know, and part of that is, again, trying to be there as many days as possible throughout the year, you know, as many as physically possible, and, I think that's part of what he's doing right now.
Scary part has always been with this team, the bullpen, and when it's worked, it's worked, and when it hasn't, it hasn't. What are you seeing with the makeup of this bullpen now, and can Strom help that situation by the move back to the bullpen?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the first question there, the makeup of it, I mean, I think it's still made up of a lot of really good pieces. And yes, they've individually had ups and downs. A guy like Sir Anthony Dominguez has tremendous ability, and when he's on, he's on. He got off to a really slow start, and like any reliever, you're going to have bumps along the way. So every time there's a little bit of a bump, you wonder, oh, is he going back to where he started? But I think the biggest thing that helps the bullpen is the starters being better. It's not necessarily Strom joining their ranks, but I mean he'll be a valuable weapon for them. But I think more than anything, it's the starters. If the starters are performing well, and if the offense is doing reasonably well to put you in situations where, you're not scrambling to cover down innings, if you will, right? If you're behind by five every night, you don't want to use Alvarado and Dominguez and Kimbrel. Well, that puts a lot of strain on the other guys. And then you also run the risk that if you're down five every night, the Kimbrels and Alvarados could get rusty. Right? So, I mean, there's always that delicate balance of how you use your bullpen, but I think the starting pitching being consistent and getting consistently deep into the games and keeping you in games is the best medicine for a bullpen.
Well, Nola and Manoah are two guys that have been in the past been the kind of guys that could go deeper into games. What have you seen out of Nola to this point?
Interesting stuff. I mean, his velocity is down.
Yes.
And it's down, it's down significantly, I'd say. Everybody internally kind of continues to say they're not worried about Nola because he knows how to pitch. But if he's going to pitch at that velocity, I'm not saying he can't, because I think that he can, but he's going to have to be sharper with his command and, he won't get by on just stuff. He's going to have to, be creative a little bit. And, Nola's a smart guy. He's a competitor. He knows how to get out. He's done this for years without, you go into a particular game and changeup's not working for him. He'll go to something else. Curveball's not working for him. Maybe he throws a few more changeups. He knows how to adapt on the fly, and he knows how to change his game plan on the fly if things aren't working or if the hitters are telling him something different. So, I'd like to see a little more velocity out of him. That's just me personally. I think he'd be better there. But I think number one, he's got to with his stuff, he's got to be down in the zone. He's not a four seam up in the zone kind of guy. He's not Zach Wheeler, and he shouldn't try to be Zach Wheeler. He needs to be Aaron Noah.
35 games into this to this point, there's a difference between speed and pace. What do you think of the pace of the games as you watch it now?
It's good. It's the pace of it's great. I don't have any problems with it. I wish it wasn't driven by, you know, the clock and the violations and things like that, because I've said this to a few people here early in the season, and I really mean it. I really worry about it from a long-term standpoint. And as we get deeper into the season, we're going to see more moments like this. But that moment where a player hits a big home run in a big spot and a crowd wants to cheer them, yes, as a sport, as an industry, we have to let that happen. Because that's why fans come, right? That's why, yes, they come to games. They don't want to be in that moment. They don't want it. That's the last time they want to be rushed off, right?
Right.
Those are the moments they want to stay there longer.
Right.
So I worry about some of that, you know, organic stuff that happens during a game being lost because of the clock. Yes, the pace is crisper. There's I feel like there's more stuff going on. I do think they could probably add a few seconds to the clock, but my bigger concern is that we lose out on some of those other moments that, yeah, that make the sport so great.
Yeah, to me, it's a feel for the game, and if you're running the show, and I'm talking about Major League Baseball, I think it's not a good look when the Phillies have to request that Bryce Harper get time before his first at-bat at home. Now, to their credit, they granted it, but Cody Bellinger with the Cubs goes into Los Angeles and they got called for a strike when the fans gave him a standing ovation. I think you have to have a feel for it, Scott. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think you're absolutely right. They have to have a feel for it. The trouble becomes when you create situations for particular players, right? The Phillies,
yes,
talked about getting a little extra time so Bryce could put the elbow guard on, and they were pretty adamant,
right,
about saying we're not going to make individual rules for individual players, and I agree with that. They can't. But, mm-hmm, but I think you also have to take into consideration the safety issue. I mean, if there's an equipment malfunction for a catcher, shin guard comes loose, you know, chest protector doesn't work right, pitch comm doesn't work right, the umpire is within his right to stop the clock and let that be taken care of, because that's a safety issue. Well, this is the same thing. The elbow, mm-hmm, guard for Harper, it's the same thing. The slippery slope becomes if you leave it in the hands of an umpire, right? Hypothetically speaking, third inning of a game, and something happens and the crowd's reacting and they want, you know, extra time, the umpire grants it, right? And that gives the pitcher extra time to get ready to throw his next pitch. Well, then later in the game, the other team wants the same courtesy, and they don't get
right.
it. Then you're in that slippery slope, like, well, why don't we get it? They got it, right? Now when you
right.
when you talk about feel and you don't have a hard and fast rule. So I hate that the game got to this point where they felt like they needed the clock. I don't know. Maybe in a few years we'll all just embrace it and it'll be fine. And I mean, I talked to a lot of people up here in the press level. They love it. So, and, you know, it ain't going away.
The one thing I've heard about the clock, though, Scott, is that I think the pitchers would like it to be 20 no matter what, and
yeah.
not 15 when there's nobody on base. Your thoughts on that, and do you have any concerns about arms because they are pitching at a greater pace?
Yeah, I mean, that's an issue that's going to start to gain more steam. I remember reading an article about that last week, and there's a lot of pitchers starting to speak out about that and starting to worry about the rate of injury and things like that. And those are things that we may not know the full context
right.
of until the end of a full season. But I will say this, that I think a lot of pitchers feel like not only would 5 more seconds help, but it might even be better if they got full timeouts. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily every pitch needs more time. It's that when the critical pitch is about to happen, they get more time, right? The hitter can take a timeout. Why can't the pitcher, right?
Right.
So I think that's what a lot, you know, like Zach Wheeler doesn't generally need a lot of time between pitches. But
that's right.
When the game's on the line, when he's got to make a big pitch, he'd like to have a few extra seconds to think about it and to make the right pitch. So I do think that timeout idea is one that probably is not going to go away. I think that'll still be a suggestion that people, you know, go back to here throughout the season.
Thanks so much for your time. I know you've got a lot to do for tonight. You'll be great as always, but we appreciate it.
Hey, man, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you again soon.